All right, guys, we're back in episode 22. We are studying the book of 1 Corinthians. My name is Lena, and this is Morning Minutes. I love studying the Word of God. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, and sometimes it's easy. We're in an uncomfortable portion of it right now, but that's okay. God has given us everything we need. His Spirit is in us. We can understand it, and we can apply it by His grace. And so today, episode 22, listen up. I've called it Sexual Sin Can Be Overcome. We're in 1 Corinthians 6, 18 through 20. We started talking about that a bit yesterday, and we're going to dwell on it a little more today. Verses in my Bible are underlined. They're amazing verses that are probably a great place for you to stop and memorize and meditate. Let me read them. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you are bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. So Paul sort of brings this chapter here to an end with a reminder of who we are in Christ. And I want to draw some conclusions here on how to live victoriously. Sexual sin can be overcome. Many of you have overcome it in your life and continue to live victoriously. But very straightforward talk here. Flee from sexual immorality. So sit down and write down what sexual immorality means and run. That might be something you are watching, something you are meditating on. That might be something you are practicing right now. But flee. Flee is a harsh, strong word. In fact, living victoriously, point number one, living victoriously over sexual sin is no laughing matter. That word that is used here, flee from sexual immorality, by the way, is used also, I think, in one of the Thessalonians or Timothy, one of those pastoral epistles talks about fleeing from temptation. Same thing. Fleeing is running. It reminds me of Joseph in the Old Testament, who was tempted by Potiphar's wife, and he left his coat and ran for his life. And I think we miss the seriousness of the fight. It is going to take every ounce of energy. It is a serious fight. Listen, Paul spends a lot of time talking about sexual sin because of how common it is. It was common then, and it is common now. It is that we are born in a broken world. Our bodies are broken. We're born in sin. You can blame Adam. You can blame Eve. But the truth is that this is a common area of sin. Paul spends a lot of time talking about sexual sin because of how serious it is. And you get a flavor of it. He says, every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexually immoral person sins against his own body. And there's just a sense, you know, we don't grade sin. One sin is not worse than the other, but the consequences of some sins and the bondage from some sin is certainly greater than other sin. And Paul spends a lot of time talking about sexual sin because of how enslaving it is. I tell you what, I understand that, and I need the Word of God in order to help me overcome sexual sin. So first of all, it is no laughing matter. Number two, living victoriously over sexual sin will demand your intentional resolve, all right? This will take every ounce of resolve that you have. God will help you. He'll give you the strength you need, but you have to be willing to want it. It will take resolve to fight the battle against sexual sin. Flee from sexual immorality. Again, you go back to this concept that you have to be engaged in it. Don't just think you're going to magically sit on the sofa, continue to watch the same shows, talk to the same friends, hang out in the same circles, and be like, man, I don't understand why I'm not changing. You don't need a doctor to tell you, but you have one this morning, that certain stimulus in this world is going to act up. Like if you walk in front of a bakery, I don't care if you're on the keto diet, I don't care if you're on a fasting diet, you will start drooling because of the smell of the cake that's baking in the oven or the croissants or whatever it is you love. The same can be said of how you expose yourself, the stimulation that you expose yourself to. The more you look at sexual content, the more you think on sexual content, the more you put yourself in a place where you're stirring this up, the more it's going to be hard to win this victory. So it will take resolve to say, I'm not going to go there anymore. I'm not going to look at this anymore. And this isn't about behavior modification. And yet behavior has to change. You've got to flee from sexual immorality. There's a part of this that you have to take action in. It will take open-eyed agreement with what God says to win the battle against sexual sin. If you're fighting even what God says about what is sexual sin, you're not going to get victory in the area. And it will take running with everything you have to win the battle against sexual sin. Again, I think we can beat this horse to the ground, but living victoriously over sexual sin is no laughing matter, and it will take your intentional resolve to win. here's the third point, living victoriously over sexual sin will demand that you understand who you belong to. Here's the good news, because if you're like, man, I'm worn out, I can't do this. This is too much for me to do. Maybe you're a high schooler listening and you're like, man, the temptations are everywhere. You go to the locker room, your buddies are watching things, you've already got images seared into your mind. Listen, the point of this podcast is not to lay guilt heavily upon you. On the contrary, it is to give you hope and victory. Because of what Christ has done, here Paul reminds them, you are a temple of the Holy Spirit. God is in you. You're not fighting this on your own. You're no longer your own. You're a temple of God. That's not meant to guilt you. Oh my goodness, look what I've done to Jesus. Look, Jesus can handle it, if I could say that. How do I know? Well, he's saved numerous people in the Bible. He's told us the details of their gory stories, like David as an example, and still calls him a man after his own heart. Why? Because of Christ, because of the gospel message. You are not your own. You belong to the Lord. You are made to glorify God in your body. God would not command us to glorify him in our body if he didn't give us the means to do it. He gives us the means to do it when we recognize that we are not our own, we are his, and that he's living in us. We have the mind of Christ. That is who we are. Can you today do me a favor and start thinking of yourself that way? No longer think of yourself as a person who watches pornography or an adulterer or a fornicator or a masturbator. On and on and on. You are God's child and you have everything in you to win this battle. I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray that God will give us the power that we need to get the victory that he longs for us to have. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. If you believe that, shoot me an email today. Tell me how you're doing or share this podcast with someone you love. Have a great day.